Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively. Don't forget, effectively, with Muslims. I want to continue our thoughts from last program, helping our Muslim friends to realize, my Muslim friend, you need to become spiritually alive. Because of our sinful nature and our individual sins, we are spiritually dead and separated from God, all of us. Jesus declared in the gospel, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." My Muslim friend, Jesus has the power to give you a spiritual and eternal life, to give anyone, all those who believe in him and follow him, Jesus will give them a spiritual and eternal life. The gospel declares, we read that very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." I love it. As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And we give Muslims illustrations because Muslims understand the biblical truth easier through parables and stories and illustrations. So we say, as an electric light bulb becomes full of light and useful when it is connected with electrical power, my Muslim friend, you will become full of life when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You will start becoming able to connect with God, and you will start fulfilling the purpose for which you were created. Okay, and we need to explain to our Muslim friend what is born again means. All you need to do is to believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for all your sins, and to repent, to decide not to live in sin anymore. I had the pleasure, was going to Costco to buy a few things for my wife, my favorite store, and I tried to talk to the guy that works in the eyeglasses as much as I can. He adjusted my reading glass, and I had the pleasure a couple of days ago to explain to him what is born again means, and I told him, "Can you take 5 minutes? And let's get outside of the store and you can repent and put your faith in Jesus." And he said yes. And he became born again. It was so exciting. My wife yelled at me for being late. I told her, "Oh, if you know what happened, you will not be yelling at me." Anyway, Jesus, the moment you invite Jesus to come into your life, he will enter your life through his Spirit, and you will be born again. Jesus said, "I stand at the door door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Revelation 3, verse 20. I love it. A miracle will happen to you, my Muslim friend. When you repent, tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. And when you invite Jesus to come into your life and to put your faith that Jesus paid the penalty for all of your sins. To become born again means you are newly created in your heart and transformed in the very depth of your being. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within you and gives you many spiritual blessings. He gives you a new heart with new affections and desires, new power, and a new destination. You develop a new view of people around you. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. You develop a new view of people around you and a new nature and a new purpose. The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, new creation. You know, Sam, the man working for Costco, told me, I tried to talk with God. I don't know what happened. I just couldn't. I told him, yes, because you need the Holy Spirit within you, dwelling in your spirit and in your heart, to motivate you and to enable you to connect with God and to do the things that God wants you to do and to hear God's voice. He was so happy. He said, yes, I need that. So my Muslim friend, Adam was the head of the old creation, but Christ is the head of the new creation. Certainly, you will enjoy an unimaginable inner peace which fills your innermost being when you are born again. My Muslim friend, you need to be born again so you can become spiritually alive. The Bible teaches that God is concerned about our hearts, my Muslim friend, to change your heart, to change you in the depth of your being. The Bible is not focusing on rituals, my Muslim friend. When you becoming a Christian is not that you will practice different rituals and traditions. No, Jesus even quoted Isaiah's prophecy in Matthew 15. These people, you know, the religious Jews, especially the leaders, honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. My Muslim friend, all these religious duties that you practice will not make you spiritually alive. Let me share with you an example of two men attempting to get close to God. One man performs all the rituals he learned from his religious teachers. He memorizes and utters all the prescribed prayers, bows down with proper body movements. So many religious people do. They bow down, they wash their hands for cleansing. And many religious, even nominal Christians, try to approach God certain way in certain days with certain fasting and the prescribed prayers, Muslims and the religious non-Christian people, and they are doing that, but they are keeping sin in their heart. Compare that with another man who was never taught the prescribed rituals or prayers, but he recognizes his sins and humbly asks God with all his heart to forgive him and guide him, and he put his faith in Jesus as his Savior from paying the penalty for his sins. According to the Bible, God would surely hear and answer the prayer of the second demand. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we repent of our sins, God. We know that we can't please you by our works. We put our faith in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for our sins. We open our hearts to receive Jesus. Jesus, come and live within us and make us children of God. Thank you, God, for giving us Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, use us, use our fellowship, use our church to help millions of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Salam, peace, my Christian brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.